Well, let me first start by saying it's a collaborative. A lot of community groups have joined us since we initially drafted the letter. So our primary co-sponsors include Arch City Defenders, law faculty from SLU and other institutions, and then lots of community groups. We've been working for a long time on municipal court reform. Those of us who do poverty law in St. Louis know that the number one demand for low-income people in St. Louis area is to clear up warrants they have from all the various municipalities we have, and with the 93 municipalities, it's very difficult. So we've been working on municipal court issues for a very long time. A lot of us appear in night court two or three nights a week. So we knew what the problem was. Recent events have brought to light the issues we've been dealing with for a long time and that the public has been dealing with for a long time. And Arch City Defenders had published a white paper just recently, shortly after the crisis in Ferguson began. And that's gained a lot of attention, and that has a lot of research and studies about the municipal court issues. So those things came together. Like I said, we've been working on access to municipal courts. We've been working on the debtor's prison aspect of municipal courts where people are locked up for not paying their fines. But the opportunities that have been created by this unfortunate tragedy and the recent events have brought to the public's attention these problems, so the opportunity is there for us to educate the public and to move forward. So the purpose of the letter, a couple of purposes. We think it would be a great symbolic move for the Mayor Ferguson and the City Council to make a gesture of healing, a gesture of reconciliation to the minority community. The minority community is the primary victim of these policies of pulling people over for minor infractions, piling on tickets, piling on warrant fees when they miss a court date. So we think it's an opportunity symbolically for the mayor and city council to make this effort, make it an act of reconciliation, an outward effort to the minority community to say we want to reset the clock, we want to start over. The other very practical aspect of it is if you clear up warrants and forgive fines for people, it will help people participate in society more. The Ferguson City Council and the mayor have offered some suggestions on what they need to do to improve relations between the whites and blacks in the community and to help the community generally. All those proposals call for engaging with the minority community. The minority community, low-income people who have outstanding warrants, are not going to come to City Hall for a meeting if they have outstanding warrants. A young African-American man's not going to come to the police department to ask about a career as a law enforcement officer if he has outstanding warrants. So the city's got to take a basic step and take this act of forgiveness, which the mayor can do under the statute, and move things forward, not only symbolically, but a very real way that will bring people out of the shadows and to fully participate, not only in government, but in the economy. This has huge ramifications for community development. If people aren't afraid to come out of their houses, aren't afraid to go to college or technical school, aren't afraid to start a business, the ramifications from an economic standpoint are tremendous, mm-hmm. in a positive way.
So when we're talking about municipal crimes, I'm thinking we're thinking of like running red lights, speeding, you know, maybe like being rowdy or disturbing the peace or something like that. Things that are specifically violating the city's laws. Is that correct?
We're only talking about city ordinances. And when you violate a city ordinance, you are not a criminal. Okay. If you commit a robbery, if you commit a crime of violence and you're in state court, that's a crime. If you violate an ordinance of the city of Ferguson, that is an ordinance violation. So primarily, Jason, we're talking about traffic tickets. That's the number one thing we're talking about. Our proposal would apply to any nonviolent offense. Somebody might have gotten a ticket. You might have an older woman in Ferguson who owns her home, can't afford to keep it up, and might have, you know, drooping gutters. She got a ticket for that 2 years ago, was fined $300, and can't pay the fine. what's the point? You know, I mean, if we forgive those things, that will help people too. So it would apply to any nonviolent offense. Mm-hmm. We recognize that, if somebody's charged with assaulting a police officer,
that's going to be in state court anyway.
Usually. Probably. Exactly right. It usually would be in state court.